This is All Things Considered on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. The Arkansas Supreme Court today heard oral arguments in a challenge to an anti-discrimination ordinance passed by Fayetteville voters in the fall of 2015. Earlier that year, the Arkansas legislature passed a bill prohibiting cities and counties from banning discrimination on a basis not included in state law. About a year ago, a Washington County judge upheld Fayetteville's ordinance. That's what the Arkansas Supreme Court justices are now considering. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek was in the courtroom and joins me now. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Michael.
A lot of arguments here, not specifically about the ordinance itself, but technicalities on how this is being handled. Describe a little of the arguments being made here.
Michael, as you said, this is about Fayetteville City Ordinance. There are similar ordinances in Little Rock and Eureka Springs and Hot Springs. Some of those aren't as expansive as the Fayetteville Ordinance, but this would apply to the whole state. And so Fayetteville's a case where the state is saying that they can't have an ordinance that creates this lack of uniformity that the state law passed in the last legislative session. That's for businesses trying to determine what kind of discrimination policies they need to consider. And the arguments were about what is the basis in law for protecting a certain class, and do we have a basis in state law to protect LGBT people? So the Fayetteville city lawyer said yes, because there are these bullying statutes in state law that actually have referenced LGBT people, and therefore there is a basis. The lawyer for the state said that's not a protected class. When the legislature ruled about a protected class, they meant something like discrimination on the basis of race, something that's enshrined in the Constitution under this protected class category. So that was one of the big arguments today.
Right. And let's hear a cut here from the Arkansas Solicitor General, Lee Radofsky, arguing that, yes, this would create a protected class, which is prohibited by this state law.
They took a classification that was provided narrow, discrete protections, and they turned it into what I think in ordinary language everybody would understand as a protected classification by specifically giving them all the full panoply of rights, the full bundle of discrimination rights that the other protected classifications get.
And he and the attorney representing Fayetteville, the Fayetteville city attorney, got quite a few questions from the justices. Here is Justice Rhonda Wood, who suggested it was clear the goal of this legislation.
The legislature included their intent. This isn't one where we have to guess what their intent was. The act included their specific intent was to avoid having cities with different ordinances, with different protections and different discriminations across the state.
So this had to do with an argument about whether the law was motivated by what they call animus against LGBT people. And that might have been a basis to invalidate it. But the justice is saying we are going to rule on the intent that they stated. So there was some debate about whether certain tweets by members of the legislature expressing anti-LGBT sentiments when they were making these decisions is enough evidence to show that the business rationale for these bans is a pretense. And the question was, can we say that this is a pretense, or do we have to take at the word of the legislature what the purpose of this really is?
Yeah, it was interesting hearing Radofsky arguing that you can't read too much just into tweets, and interesting that that is something that's now coming up in a court argument. But the Fayetteville city attorney, Kit Williams, argued that justices aren't necessarily considering the ordinance that was passed there by itself, that really the focus needs to be on the ruling from March of last year on whether or not the judge acted properly.
I'm not here to argue the constitutionality.
That's
not here to argue the constitutionality of this particular statute because it's not properly before you. This is not the case to stop 20 and 30 years of solid rules saying you're not going to consider that and jump into the constitutional question. This is a vital issue in this state. This issue is not going to go away.
So this is a procedural question. He's saying the lower court chose not to rule on the constitutional issues in this case and sent it to the Supreme Court on a procedural issue, and the Supreme Court shouldn't decide this matter, shouldn't say we're throwing out these local ordinances because they have to send it back to the lower court. And Michael, you know, in around the country right now, state legislatures are considering anti-LGBT or anti-discrimination legislation that would put statewide bans in place. And I think this might foreshadow some of the types of battles we could see where local leaders are making decisions and voters are making decisions at the city level and then fighting it out with the state. Because the federal same-sex marriage is in place, I think we might see this issue now playing out in this way. And as he said, it's going to go on, but you have this interesting case of deciding the matter on technicalities at this point.
And I understand Representative Bob Ballinger, the Republican from Hinesville who led this in the legislature, was in the courtroom?
Yes, so he is also a party in this case against the city of Fayetteville, and the state's attorney, Rudofsky, said that he was speaking on behalf of both Ballinger and himself, both parties.
Well, we'll likely get a ruling from the state Supreme Court. Usually they roll within a few weeks. That's Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek. Thank you.
Thanks.
This is 89.1 KUAR.